the sound of bagpipes as veterans young and old walk past 1,000 small American flags covering the chapel's lawn. Alumni, students, and staff of the university who served in many different ways.
Tim Jones, Staff Sergeant, United States Marine Corps.
Phil Thompson, Air Force Colonel.
Richard Taylor, highest rank was Spec 4. I was with the Army.
They were stationed all over the world.
I served in Korea and Vietnam.
I was at Andrews for a long time. I was in San Diego for some years. I was Cherry Point, South Carolina, all over the states.
I got a letter from my brother who said, it's getting lonesome over here. So I volunteered for Vietnam.
The university's veterans group, Terp Vets, and the Division of Student Affairs worked to arrange the celebration for the inaugural Veterans Week on campus. University President Dan Mote.
The Veterans Day celebration here today is a token and expression of our appreciation for that service of veterans from wars past and the current conflicts and how much the university needs to care about them, think about them.
Many veterans said they're happy with the memorial and how welcome they feel at the university.
I think the military is more respected nowadays than it was in the 60s and 70s. It was a bad time for everybody. But nowadays, I don't see that anymore.
It's a good experience to come back, and particularly to see how they bridge the gap between the old people like myself and the young people.
As the service ended, students from the School of Music played My Country Tis of Thee, and each person left the chapel to place a single rose on the marker for Terps who died in battle. From College Park, Brooks Staley, Terp Weekly Edition.